This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hey, good day. Another day of
fight and fury. I shouldn't use that at all, should I? In describing the existing conditions and Michael Wolff's old book, for which he conned a few people. Got himself millions. Comey conned a few people. And there are more to come. And I say good luck to them for writing these fictional novels, because they're going to need that money to defend themselves, I hope. I hope it comes down to that. And because this thing is spiraling out of control. And you wonder, it's like looking at when meteorite's going to crash. It's not all that easy to tell, is it? I mean, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the web of a dark society, the web of a fifth column country, has certainly been formed. And once it's formed, it's like a disease. It tends to mutate. Very, very difficult to get rid of it. But I will say Trump is fighting like nobody's ever fought. And the big news, of course, that came down on the side of, I believe, Trump rather heavily, with an exposition of the Inspector General's report, which, I think was just absolutely astonishing. Astonishing from an accusatory standpoint, not necessarily astonishing from a prosecutical standpoint, from a prosecution standpoint. These people are so clever at weaving and weaving and weaving. But you look at Christopher Wray, he's another one you don't hear much about. So I started this conversation where he got nominated, and I said, what a... And another guy in a suit, just another guy in a suit who's good-looking, well-groomed. And if you watched him, if you watched Christopher Wray, you get the same thing that you got from James Comey. He's plastic. He's fake. His explanations were horrific. I love the explanation when he gets up there and says, well, now that I'm in charge here, we're going to really shore things up and get and have meetings all over the world with the FBI. Really? Isn't that what the FBI is supposed to do? And they're not supposed to police their own. They should internally. But when there's a problem, it should be addressed from an outside source. There's been a violation and tampering at such a high level and amongst so many people. I don't think you've seen the end of it. I hear the kind comments saying there are a lot of people working for the FBI who are wonderful and do their job. And I'm not coming on here and saying there aren't, except I am getting more and more frustrated every day, because when you hear about these reports that come out, you hear about all these people who are on the side of truth, justice, and the American way. They're not doing anything. He had the gall to come out and say that they're working. What has the FBI been doing for all these years? Do you know, I'm not going to say it about Christopher Wray because it's not appropriate, except based on the last discussion, the one of nomination, and this one. I don't want to stick my neck out too much. He's another fake. He's an absolute another fake. He can't prove anything. There's no evidence. And defending the people who can't be defended in the FBI, even without the roots of all the knowledge, well, he hasn't gone there yet. We don't know. What the hell are you doing at the head as the head of the FBI? Giuliani demanded, and it's the FBI, it's Rudy Giuliani, it's the Justice Department. This whole thing is an abomination. It is a disgrace. Giuliani demanded Thursday night that the Russia investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller be immediately ended. It's difficult to start making comparisons from one person in a high position to another. But I think it's pretty safe to say I can make comparisons with Ron Rosenstein, James Comey, yeah, even Robert Mueller, Loretta Lynch, and dump them all into the garbage pit. Because this is a club that has gained more control than any other club in Washington. Notice I didn't add on there in my lifetime. I believe that any other club in Washington. Last night, you had to watch Fox. I hope you did, but if you didn't, you can just go to the various websites. They're becoming more and more, not Fox. The position that the leftists are taking are becoming more and more difficult to defend. And if it weren't for Fox and now the emerging Newsmax, people would be in such a blind state. They wouldn't even know where to begin with an analysis here. Giuliani gets insulted because of his wide eyes and his anger because he saw what was going on. I decided to put in 30 minutes of my time this morning to watch Morning Joe and Meeker and the rest of those clowns. It's amazing because what's happened to Morning Joe has happened to a lot of other people. You know, first you hear China lobbyists, you hear money in the back pocket. You hear, these are not accusations. I am so disappointed in that clown. And then you watch the great one come on, Mark Levin, last night. And he just absolutely shreds the whole group of them. Shreds them for their value, which is nothing. You sit there and you say, "What? How can?" And I always mention Joe Scarborough. Not only, you know, do I know him, I haven't spoken with him for a long time, but he, I thought, was in many ways as close to the epitome of rectitude that you could find. And it's just the opposite. And I guess love has no boundaries. He's insane over Meeker. If that were, I was thinking, gee, you know how we project. If that were me initially, too, and I would have been single, I would have been flipped out over her, too. Not her brain, but just a little break from reality. But Joe completely lost his head. And now he's become one of them. You know, like these science fiction movies, The Blob. Joe Scarborough's become one of them. And for the little audience he gets around the country, he's doing excessive harm. Because there is just that special following of people who stick to MSNBC, who stick to CNN, and nothing is going to change them. Giuliani asserted the report by the Office of the Inspector General that criticized the FBI and the Justice Department for its handling of the Hillary Clinton email. You know, another slap on the wrist. The probe proves, you know, it's a serious investigation. It's got to be done on behalf of the FBI agents at the very top. The good ones. The ones who are honest. Now, I'm not exactly a conspiracy theorist, but I've voice my thoughts here that I, along with many, many other people I know, have more of a concerned view about just how far this fifth state will go. All right, we're going to come back with our first guest, D. Hoffman.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free, 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I really must say, good night, sweetheart, good night.
All right, we are back, and got an interesting story, and there are so many great stories that are either buried or they don't come to the service, to the surface, because, I mean, it's just impossible to cover an infinity amount of information. There are only so many bits that we can get to, and it's already beyond my comprehension, how you click on to Google and, wow, you can get just about anything. And joining us here today to talk about one of those great stories is Dee Dee Hoffman. She is the author of Beautiful Bodies, The Adventures of Malvina Hoffman. I assume there's a relationship here. And the book is published by Fulton Books. You can get it by going to fultonbooks.com. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Dee Dee, welcome to have you on the show. Tell us about Malvina, and I understand it's her birthday today.
It is. Thank you.
And what's her connection to you?
She is my husband's great aunt, and when I first met him, I didn't know who she was, although I thought I knew quite a bit about the art world. And his home was filled with her work because his father was the heir to her estate, and I fell in love with her, and she became my muse, and I became obsessed with making sure that before Chip and I, that's his name, Chip Hoffman, pass away, that the whole world will know who Malvina Hoffman is again. So it's kind of an obsession.
Well, let's cut to the chase. Who is Malvina Hoffman, and what significance did she make, and what contributions to society?
Malvina Hoffman, and today is her birthday. She was born in 1885 during Victorian times and died in 1966. And during that time, she was part of the Renaissance of art in Paris. Anyway, she was an artist, a humanitarian, a world adventurer, and the author of three books. One was a best-selling book for 9 weeks. And the reason why she's important is because she broke every glass ceiling you could possibly break as a human. Her life kind of reads like Forrest Gump. She studied with Auguste Rodin and became his protege. So she was 25, and he was 71 at the end of his life. And they began a friendship. They had no intimate relationships. They were simply friends, and the Musée Rodin has 99 letters between the two until he died in 1917 during World War One, and she helped catalog all of his work. He taught her. She hid his work in the basement of the Musée Rodin before he passed away, and she was asked to install the Musée Rodin after he died. And his influence is seen throughout her work. She also was best friends with Anna Pavlova, the prima ballerina and the most important ballerina in the early 20th century. Anna Pavlova actually broke away from the all-male-dominated ballet companies and started her own company before women could vote. And she was inspired by Isadora Duncan, the great American modern dancer, to do this. And Malvina Hoffman saw her dance at in London and fell in love with her, and she became Malvina Hoffman's muse. So Anna Pavlova and Malvina Hoffman, before women could vote, became single global business women who collaborated in the business of art. They did all their marketing materials together. Malvina Hoffman created all of her playbills and posters, and she and the ballerina posed for Malvina Hoffman, and they worked together on a masterpiece. It was a 26-panel bas-relief frieze that it was called a great work of art by the New York Times art critic. Took them 15 years to do it. It's extraordinary. It has almost never been seen because Pavlova died in 1931 just as it was finished, and Malvina was so brokenhearted, she never took it out of her studio. So until really 1966, after that, the frieze was finally shown, and now it's only available at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art, where my husband Chip Hoffman's mother grew up in Cedar Rapids, so that's why I wound up there. My wish is it would be at the Met or at the Frick or at the Brooklyn, but it's in Cedar Rapids, so it's definitely worth looking up.
Yeah, also, I mean, it's a fascinating story because I love stories like this when someone is able to step out and bring a new addition to our times here for the freedom and expression of women and the intelligence they've had and how they've been thwarted for years. Does she still have an effect on modern times, and what has to be done to sustain it?
So I do think she has an effect on modern times, especially now, because she did run up against every problem you can possibly run up against as a human and a woman or anybody in the workplace. There was a lot of prejudice and against women in art. And in 1930, actually, Stanley Field asked her to, she was awarded the largest commission in the history of bronze art today. It's still is bigger than Rodin's Gates of Hell, and it was for the Field Museum. She had to travel the world in 3 years. In 1930, there were no airplanes, and there were no telephones, really, and she had to sculpt 105 life-size bronzes in only 3 years, and she was paid more than any artist ever in the history of art in 1930. In today's dollars, it would be $1.8 million. And because of that, and during that, there was a lot of pushback. People said she wasn't worth it. Her artist friends told her she was prostituting her art by taking the commission. Nobody believed a woman can do it. And even today, people are writing things about Malvina Hoffman and this magnificent commission, still the largest in the history of bronze art, at the Field Museum, and saying that, it's realism. It's really not that important. But art critics don't want to give her the notice of respect that she earned as a fellow of the National Sculpture Society, that she had the largest commission, that she did this work with Anna Pavlova, that she was Rodin's student. There's still pushback happening. So I wrote my book to tell the true story. And Amelia Earhart came to her studio and saw her as a kindred spirit for this around-the-world trip that she took, because she had to go to the deepest jungles in the South Pacific. She went to the most remote corners of Japan and China. Japan was invading China during the war, and she had to continue sculpting during the war, and they had to get out fast because their hotel was about to be blown up, which it was next morning.
This is quite a story, and Dee Dee, it's really been great to have you on. Beautiful Bodies, The Adventures of Malvina Hoffman, published by Golden Book. And stay with us right after we complete the segment.
Thank you so much, Hugh.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave, on the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was her name. Such a lovely sight to see.
All right, we return, and joining us right now, another talented author. Love having these great authors on. Her name is Elizabeth King. Her book, The Darkness Deep Within. I love psychological adventures, and this is one of them. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and FultonBooks.com. Elizabeth, welcome. Tell us about your book, which sounds chilling, gripping, and entertaining.
Thank you. Yes, my book, the background and backdrop for my book is how I grew up as a child. My father was very abusive and very cunning and very cruel to other people. And yet he could smile right at you and have the best personality. But he eventually shot my mother, and she did not die. And he did shoot another man, and he did lose his life. And as I grew up, I watched all these different changes that he went through, and I decided that I wanted to write a book about how people's personalities can change, and we aren't even aware of it until we grow up and watch them. And I'm very interested in psychology and criminal justice, and so I decided to write a book about my father's behavior and how it affected other people's
lives. When did this happen, Elizabeth, and what were the consequences of his actions?
It happened in January of 1967, and he went to court. There were six witnesses, and he was found not guilty, and the reason was is he planted a gun of his in the car and made it look like he was afraid for his life, and which was not true, because everybody was afraid of my dad. He was afraid of no one.
So I assume you ended the relationship with him back then?
My father, yes.
Yeah. And had he been in, I assume he's not living. Had he been in contact with you all these years?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I talked to him after the incident happened, and I told him that I loved him and I forgave him for what he did, because he was my father and I did love him, but yet there was always a fear.
What was this book written as a form of self-expression, as a cathartic experience, to have you come to grips with it, or have you been able to consummate that through the years?
Yes, I have. I don't harbor any ill feelings towards him. I just wish that more people could see deep inside of the people that are mentally disturbed.
And how have you dedicated your life since? Has there been anything you've been involved with causes?
I always try to, people that I know that have been abused, and I do know quite a few, and I've talked to them about my experiences, and I told them, you know, please don't be afraid to get out of a relationship, because it can only end badly, and some of them have.
Whom is this book intended for? Other family members who have gone through a similar experience?
It's for anybody that has gone through anything. It can be friends of the family, anything, anybody that has faced these kind of challenges. And I just hope that if this book can save one person from going through this, it was well worth it.
Joining us here is Elizabeth King. Her book is The Darkness Deep Within, and it's a thrilling psychological tale that that pits a young couple against a cold-blooded killer, in this case, her father. I mean, an extraordinary experience that most of us just can't even identify with. What was the most difficult part of writing this book?
Reliving it. It is still difficult to relive all of those things, but you make peace with yourself, and it's a difficult thing, and you never forget, and all the feelings, they don't go away.
Do you have a follow-up book in mind? Is it of the same genre?
Yes, I do have another book. It will be how I saw my mother go through what she did through my eyes from the time that I was 2 years old up until she passed away.
What's been the response from people who have read your book?
They can't. It's hard for them to fathom that things like that really do happen. And way back in the 60s, a lot of things like that were shoved under the rug and weren't talked about. And my family's incident was one of them.
How did you, just emotionally here, how did you survive those years? I mean, it's so traumatic.
I don't know. Everybody asks me that, and all I can say is I took it one day at a time. I had a wonderful support group. My grandparents watched over me, and I had a lot of friends that during the summer I was taken out of their out of the home to spend time with them. And of course, I got married at the age of 16. So I was out of the home after that.
You certainly have had to go through some horrific experiences to get where I assume right now is a happy state of mind. How is life for you today?
Right now, wonderful. I move on. I have a wonderful family. I have 30-some grandchildren, and
you've got what? How many?
I have 30-some grandchildren, I believe.
Oh, my
right
God,
around 31.
I can't believe it.
Yes, and I do have 6 great-grandchildren, so, yeah.
That in a sense, family. Is the most remarkable part of this interview. Wow. Just talking with my wife yesterday, and I said, I had chatted with someone during an interview, and she had 28 grandchildren. I said, I can't believe it. And then you come along and top it. Well, it sounds like this is a very therapeutic way for you to continue, and it sounds like you've overcome just an infinite amount of obstacles to accomplish this. Are you you're going to continue writing, I would assume?
Yes. I love to write. It's always been a passion, but I spent so many of my young years raising my family, and so that was on the back burner. And then I eventually went back to college and took some courses in writing, and so that's where my story began.
Anything you want to add and say to the listening audience? I'm really fascinated with you.
All I can say is, if there's anyone out there that is being abused physically or emotionally, please get out of the situation, because there's so many opportunities out there for you to get help, and there are so many resources that please take advantage of them.
All right. You've been a delight to have on, and congratulations on what you've made of your life and your family's. Elizabeth King, The Darkness Deep Within.
Thank you so much.
Books. Thank you. Stay on for a second as we conclude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
Our final segment, I can assure you to stick around and listen to it. You'll find it fascinating, something that consumes everyone's interest. Our guest, Dr. Ron Dahl Jones, his degree is in mathematics, and he's written a really a very interesting book. I want to give you his website first, which is rejones7.net, and the name of the book: Should Christians Believe in an Old Earth? But there are other books out I'd like him to mention that he's written, and then we'll get into the essence of this one. Good morning.
Good morning, Stu. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about this book and the other books that you've written.
Well, I wrote this book because I struggled with this topic so much when I was a young Christian from a conservative church. I went to a secular college, and good heavens, I started learning all these things that science knew about the age of the Earth and the way organisms came to be and so on. It created a real problem for me that went on for years until I had researched it enough that I felt I understood it. I'd like to have other young Christians or old Christians and pastors who don't know the subject, I'd like to spare them the years of concern that I had. The Earth is indeed old, and we'll talk about that.
The schism goes on and on. Creationism, Darwinism, people's beliefs. What bothers me mostly, Ron, is it seems to create much more stress and much more disconcerted behavior around the world than almost anything. What's your opinion on that? Mine doesn't matter, but I think people who listen to the show know what it is, and I think you and I are fairly much in line on what it is. So what's the book about, and why did you write it?
The book is about this, the issue of the age of the Earth, and the way that many conservative Christians are still teaching and still writing books claiming that the day in Genesis 1 and 2 is a regular 24-hour day. Of course, you can't have a six-day creation a few thousand years ago in the mind of any scientist whatsoever. So I looked at that really, really hard, and it turns out that word that's used that we call day in English translations is a Hebrew word that's just more like the word time. It's used for all kinds of things, including your day is the problem, meaning your age. You know, it means a while back. It means all kinds of things, and it means three different things in Genesis 1 and 2. it means the day of creation. It means daylight, and in Genesis 2, it means the entire period of creation. So there's lots of hints that it doesn't mean that, but it creates this problem, and I think that the reason that they're still working this so hard, and books are being written right now saying that the Earth is a few thousand years old, is these people are trying to avoid hard questions about how the Earth was really created by God in billions of years. But it was. We all know from the Bible, God made everything. That's not the question. We need to look seriously at how he did that. That's where the interesting thing is today. It doesn't hurt. It just hurts people, hurts the witness to scientists, hurts the witness to young people whose faith is destroyed when they go off to college. Just a huge problem to me. And I collected notes on this subject for decades before I finally got around to writing this book. And the purpose of the book is to help pastors who don't have the time to study it to really get a grasp on it and help young people realize it's okay. It is absolutely okay. Believe in an older. Study science. It's great. You're reading God's creation.
Are you a religious man by nature?
I guess so. I was saved in a conservative church at age 15, and I've continued very active, and Christianity is a basic part of my whole outlook to the world and my own being. I couldn't do without it.
I need to be, you know, a little cynical on this in no particular position, but the world was created in a week. I mean, 8 days a week. Here we are all these years later, and it's still inconceivable, and this inconceivable aspect of it makes one wonder how to justify the ties between Darwinism and creationism.
Well, yes. Darwinism correctly understood that over time, organisms change. But, you know, I've studied this subject for over 50 years, and small changes definitely happen. That's why we all get a new flu shot every year, because the viruses have changed slightly. But big changes in small, long-lived populations like the human, we've had major changes in the brain in the last 100,000 years. That doesn't happen just randomly, in my opinion. I think that's the fingerprint of God we're seeing there. So,
all right, interesting. I just want to say here that you've got other books out, one in paperback. Should Christians believe in an old earth? And if you've got a Kindle book for high school and college students.
Right. The first book is kind of for leaders in the church. And the other one is, it includes some other topics, a little broader ranging. It's called Is It Okay to Believe in a Young Earth? I also have a book, just so you understand, my position here is very much as a Christian. My third book is called Basic Readings in the New Testament, and it's about one-tenth of the Bible, or one-fourth of the New Testament, written in a way that it just deletes all the replication and, like, Pauline epistles and gets people straight into an experience of Jesus Christ. So my interest is that people believe the Bible and read the Bible and quit worrying about things like scientific, anti-scientific talk.
Well, I think this is, my guess is this book has stirred up a lot of controversy, no matter which side you're on, correct?
That's the truth. The controversy is not going away. I don't quite understand it, but I think a lot of people in churches simply don't understand that there's a problem because everyone in their church believes the same, so they don't see the problem. But it is a problem. It's a problem to scientists. Like I say, the church loses its influence with scientists. That's too bad. I care about scientists. I've spent 40 years working with scientists. It's too bad. They all just dismiss Christianity because of this silly approach that some Christians have.
Well, I have to tell you, it's really a fascinating subject, and you put in so many years on it. Eager to read it. Rondell Jones, Dr. Rondell Jones, Should Christians believe in an old earth? Fulton, the book is published, by the way, by Create Space. Create Space. Thank you so much.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.